You're listening to the show about always doing what badgers tell you to do, damn it! It's Pork Fried Dice!
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Adam, and I play Roscoe.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
The other thing is, like, I kept wanting to share, like, images that I've drawn of Roscoe, but then I'm like, no, I want them to hear the Ricardo Odysseus weirdness.
Right, yeah.
Can't
spoil Roscoe.
Ricardo Odysseus.
That's too good.
Ricardo
Odysseus. Should we play?
Yeah, I like to play. Holy moly, that was loud.
Alex was at a third grade dance this evening.
I wore a suit jacket and a tie.
For real?
Yeah. Aww, yeah, that was a special request. Our daughter's like, you should dress formally.
And then in my suit jacket, I found the bow tie that I used to wear for orchestra concerts. So I put it on her. She was very happy.
Wait,
she liked the,
orchestra
liked the bow tie.
Concerts, like, from
when? I used to perform in the orchestra.
Like, wait, in college.
And,
yeah. How long ago?
Well, that suit jacket still fits you?
Yeah, it's an old bow tie.
That's awesome.
That's amazing that your clothes still fit you from, like, there's nothing I owned back then that would still fit me. Holy moly. That's amazing. That's incredible.
Did it fit
so
me?
You, that suit Did jacket
fit
was
me?
From college?
He walked to the house like the kid from,
I don't
what's
think
it called?
He buttoned
Your favorite
it.
Christmas movie. I don't think he buttoned
it. So we don't really know.
But if he didn't look ridiculous,
that
means
it
fits.
No, I'll send pictures.
Aww.
It's very dignified.
I was just stuck in a T-pose the whole time.
Yeah, exactly. adorable. That's so great.
That was my introduction for why the recap is probably still being written as he as he reveals it.
It's I'll be writing the next sentence while I say the one I'm currently
saying. Wow, that's
well,
amazing.
Excited. Let's hear how it goes. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Last episode, we met the Desert Mothers, Booty and Tootie. They were lounging in an outdoor amphitheater ensconced in cigarette smoke. We have so many questions for them. Where's Waldo, my pet porcupine? Where do we go so we don't die immediately? And Aunt Booty, did you turn down the great powers offered by the shards?
Oh.
The answers are as various as they are generally cryptic. Wait. I can't remember her voice.
Which one?
Booty?
Booty?
Booty or
Tootie?
Rafina?
It doesn't really matter because I don't know who said what.
Yeah.
Well, Booty was kind of shrill. And Tootie was...
Oh, I think... Oh, yeah, Booty is shrill.
One of them was like...
Yes, that was Great Aunt Tootie.
Yes.
And Tootie was like, oh, if you've lost something, put on your glasses. You need to take responsibility.
Ooh.
Danger awaits you in all corners of the land, but you can feel truly confident to trust your instincts.
Yeah.
And pointedly, is something wrong?
Huh?
Wait, did she say that?
Huh?
Oh, no. It sounded like there was something wrong.
Nope.
No, I'm just remembering all these things. I'm reacting to what you're saying. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm too much of an active listener. I'm like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep. You. She
right?
said that.
Uh-huh.
It sounded like my mic suddenly wasn't working.
Sorry.
That's okay. And pointedly, I forgot her voice again. And pointedly, of course we wouldn't be so stupid to accept them. Booty strikes flint on steel to light a cigarette for Will. It was someone's birthday recently. Birthdays are special days of power. So what happens when someone finally throws Will a birthday party? Where can we introduce him to a fairy queen and get some Desert Mother weed? Roscoe hears Will and Tootie's voices and joins the circle of conversation. We learn that there are a great many fairy queens in the world and that all seem to make distinct noises. Roscoe says we should go to Gully's End and continue our way north to Carnivar and Bufflin. Who is King Bathwack? Will asks. Oh, you've already met him. It's a disappointing answer. Where can we find the coyote? Well, you always listen to what a badger tells you.
Wait, that wasn't it. Okay.
As we depart, don't interrupt. As we depart, Rafina gets a big hug from her aunt Booty or Tootie. One of them. Booty. Booty and Tootie gift Will and Batthwack with two paper envelopes the size of seed packets. Put those envelopes to good use. Although we're never to ask what the desert mothers smoke, it seems we have some of it now. We dream of stealing the houseboat and smoking the desert mother weed to celebrate Will's birthday on the way to find the coyote. We finish the episode quickly, taking off to Barataco for a quick, uneventful summary of parting events, none of which require any role-playing whatsoever.
Holy crap. Oh my god.
The end.
You were so funny. God.
Oh my god, I love your own stories.
I'm interested.
What?
In hyphenation.
You don't like my hyphenation?
Yes, I object to the what hyphen so hyphen ever. But it's only, but this is an audio podcast.
It's an audio podcast. You didn't even have to say that.
I just started it.
She's a.
I would argue it is an audio podcast, so she did have to say it.
Oh.
I don't know. I like a hyphenated whatsoever. It helps with the syncopation.
It what? Feels like so it was written ever. In the 1800s. That's okay.
Well, then it would be whatsoever.
Oh, good point.
But I kept forgetting what the desert mothers sound like. I feel like if I had.
Aunt Booty sounded like this!
Yeah, although...
But not the first time she showed up.
I think also, she does kind of, but then
KT
her voice
finally
kind
got
of,
to
I
that
did get to Aunt Booty.
Wise.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be the one that comes out.
I wanted to get their voices, but I just could not think of it.
That was amazing. I love it.
Yay!
Love it. But the non-role played last part of our session. Where nothing wild or tragic happens.
So we can just
was
pick
just
up wherever.
This nice couple who let Roscoe try their mustard.
Oh, God.
In fact,
the mustard.
The DM just calmly explained that. That was all. That was,
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And Will found a bloody shoe. Mm-hmm. Totally normal.
Mm-hmm. What was the final moment?
Barovia.
We were going out of, or some of us were going out of the house. Like, Will had gone upstairs and found a secret thing where obviously something was happening. There was like a metal dish on the ground and like restraints or something. And then there was the wife claimed that her husband was kidnapping children and like, I guess, ransoming them. And then the man had already gone outside to get like firewood to heat up mustard or something.
Bathwack, Bathwack and Roscoe are at the door waiting for the husband to walk in.
I believe that episode ended with a bam as the door opened.
Oh.
So the zone of truth failed. The wife passed the save. So we don't know really what's going on. You guys left with the wife. Roscoe and I went to get the husband. We flipped a coin to see who was on the hinge side. And the guy appeared. Yeah.
That's so great.
I think the episode ended with me saying bang, right?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah. That was the nondescript sound of Batthwack tackling somebody.
This is kind of exciting.
Yeah.
Wow. Weird.
Wait, so me and Rafina are outside on the other side of the house or something? Which
In the
side?
Front door.
We are out the front door. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
It does feel like slightly criminal behavior, though. We've been invited into their house, and now I'm tackling the husband.
Sounds about right.
In his own house.
It's D&D. It's not quite murder hobo. It's assault hobo.
Well, the good among him has none to fear. What?
Yep.
To fear.
That's how it goes.
Good try, Abby.
I tried.
Do you remember how the voice goes?
The good among you have none to fear. Wait, it's not none.
The good among you have nothing to fear.
It's the word nothing.
Yeah,
you just, like
you just need
Abby. I have no criticisms of your performance just now. What? So
guys, Adam's learning.
his hearts. The hyphenation was very clear, Adam.
All right, who wants to go first?
What? You go first. You're the DM.
Tell us what's happening. And
I am going to, but who wants to know what happened? What's happening to them first?
We all want to know what's which half of the party.
Yeah. I have to decide too much.
Well, what's exciting? What?
Neither.
Oh, nothing's exciting.
We want to know what's happening. That was the cliffhanger.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Bang. And then we go outside to see how everyone's doing.
We're just shopping somewhere.
Do we need to roll initiative?
No.
Ooh.
No. Okay, good.
Nope. Okay. So yeah, the door opens and Alex.
Bang.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Bang.
Yeah.
That's why I tackles the guy. I'm grappling him is what I'm actually doing. Right? Okay. I'm just grabbing him.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a athletics check. I'm going to pretend like I remember the grapple rules. I think it's something like that.
My intention is to restrain him and then to bring him outside.
I could not remember Mildred.
Wait, did the zone of truth that you cast not work?
Yeah.
It didn't work on her.
Okay, but the zone of truth is there and we can drag him into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good point.
I mean, it's basically the kitchen. Is the zone of truth. It's a small kitchen.
Let's drag him through the kitchen. You said athletics.
Yeah, and it's not concentration, so it's just there. All right, 17. Okay. Dean gets a negative 2. Oh,
remember, when this happens, things go exactly how I want. I don't kill him.
Who's the DM?
Oh, that's okay. I'm probably going to kill him anyway.
Okay,
I will. I'll kill him.
It's good to know. All right. So, the door cracks open and you just lunge through, wrap both your arms around this frail old man and drive him to the ground.
He's a frail old man. Oh my God.
Now he is. He was 32 before this tackle happened.
But he was 32 before I grappled him.
Uh-huh.
No, before he had to go heat up.
Oh,
the heat mustard.
Heat mustard.
Up.
Yeah, that just sapped the life out of him.
Did he come in with wood?
Yeah, he's holding a cord. That's a lot of wood. He's holding a cord of wood. That's why he rolled a
cord of wood.
That's what the natural one is for.
A literal cord, like a cord you plug into the wall, mm-hmm. made of wood. That's what he's holding.
Yeah, an extension cord of wood. Oh, D&D, you guys. So you wrap your arms around him and drive him to the ground. You and Roscoe both hear the breath just expelled out of him. As he hits the ground. Ooh, I got lightheaded there.
Oh my God. Yeah, babe.
You really committed.
Woo!
Yeah. Oh, no.
I was 32 before I breathed.
Sacrifice your body.
You hear a thud as his head hits the ground beneath you.
Oh, geez.
And his eyes kind of roll back up into the into his head.
I thought Bathwack was just trying to grapple him, not tackle him.
Yeah, but he was ready.
Who was ready?
Bathwack.
He was ready to do it wrong?
He was, ready for a fight. And this guy's feet just went right out from under him. He was not expecting this at all. He was in mustard heating mode, not resisting a grapple mode. That's what happened.
Okay.
He's not dead though.
Okay.
But he's unconscious.
Maybe.
So now we can't get. Right. We can't get. He's going to be unconscious for the duration.
If he's unconscious,
of
I'm going to. Well, crap.
Bathwack.
I'm going to pick him up like the fireman's carry. What's
happening?
Wake up! Hey, you know you gotta wake up. Just tell me where do you light the firewood in here? Somebody's gonna
Somebody's gotta heat up this mustard.
I'm walking him over to the kitchen so you can get a straight answer to your question, your mustard Ooh. Question.
Okay. He's in the kitchen, which means he's in the zone of truth, and he does not attempt to.
Do you hear that?
Yes. Yeah. What was? Was that it was Amazon a smart Alexa assistant or whatever? Or something?
Google, stop.
Just generally.
Like, it was trying to tell him a joke or some shit. I was like, you want me to tell you a joke?
Google heard him using a funny voice. I can play too, says Google.
My name's Goigle.
Goigle. Google, stop. Okay.
Aww.
So he does not even attempt to save against the zone of truth.
Ooh.
It's just he is affected by it, so anything he's saying is true. You know that. Whatever that's.
Roscoe, go ahead and ask him your question again.
How do you heat up mustard in here?
Who would heat up mustard? It's good cold, ice cold.
You liar! He clearly saved on this zone of truth spell, Batflack. Nobody could possibly like cold mustard.
Who are you?
Oh, God.
Just tell me where you heat stuff when you need to heat things.
The sun is hot?
Oh, God.
All right, you know what? All right. What?
Roscoe's just going to figure it out on his own. Roscoe's been in a kitchen before.
There's a stove.
He takes the firewood, and he gets to work on creating a fire.
Hell yeah.
And finding like a container, like a some kind of pot or something to put some of their cold mustard in.
Yeah.
But he's also like, while he's doing this, he's like, with one hand, he's pointing at Dean and Bathwack and to indicate that he's still very invested. Like, yeah. And he'll like, while he's pouring mustard in, he's like, yeah, do you tell him, Bathwack?
So,
where am I?
Dean is his name, right?
Dean.
Yep.
Dean, what's upstairs?
Oh.
Upstairs?
Are you Dean?
Yes, he's Dean.
You're Dean? Ups.
Wait, what's going on?
Upstairs?
He's confused.
He's confused.
Okay. Roscoe does an inside check from the mustard.
From the mustard? You're
from
in
the
pot?
From the mustard station.
Oh, okay. Oh.
This is a mustard kitchen. Wow.
I used the mustard.
Yeah, I pictured like a bathtub and you were just in it.
Is this guy playing up being confused as shit?
We're gonna create a new spell, you and I. It's going to be called Zone of Mustard.
What would that do?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, it's
sure we're doing it right now.
It's you have to write in mustard the answers to questions. But it's like tea leaves. It's like Roscoe is there and he can tell if the mustard is lying or telling the truth.
But it has to be hot mustard.
It has to be hot mustard.
Oh my God.
All right, a 19 insight. You do not think he is play acting with a 19. But you don't necessarily think he hit his head hard enough to be this confused.
Something's going on over there, Batwack. I don't think he hit his head hard enough to be as confused as he's seeming.
As confused as he's what?
Seeming.
Seeming.
Oh,
seeming. Seeming. Oh my God.
Perfect. Start, guys. I love it.
I want to do an arcana check on him to see if he's under the influence of something other than the zone.
That is a 14 arcana check. As far as you can tell, you don't believe there are any magical influences on him other than this truthful zone, which is clearly filling the room you're in.
Interesting.
Hey,
Hey,
did you try to, what? Did you save against the zone of truth, Roscoe, or did you?
No, I'm.
You're, okay. Just remember that then.
Sure.
Just remember.
Yeah, that's good to get your
don't forget.
So what's your name?
Hello.
Hello.
Can you put me down?
I can. Don't go anywhere.
Where would I go?
I don't know. I'm going to put you down, though.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
What's your name?
He looks around. Just like at the room. Like up at the ceiling. Just all around.
Do you know where
you are? Well, this is a kitchen.
Yeah. Do you know whose house we're in?
I'm hungry.
Well, we're do you like mustard?
Oh, yes.
Well, we got some coming right up for you there. Yeah, I got some right now. Boiling mustard. Get it while it's hot.
Hot mustard?
He brings it over on a spoon.
No! No!
The only way to enjoy it. What? What?
He makes a big grimace and just tries to pull his mouth away. Ugh. No!
Roscoe force feeds him the hot mustard.
Ow! Ow!
It loosens up the taste buds so you can enjoy the flavor more. Just gurgle it down.
No!
Goigle it down!
No!
Bathwack, is it wrong for me to be doing this?
I just was looking at Alex's face. He's just like, this is a little weird. I don't know.
Eric's dreams of protest were a little too convincing.
All right. Well, that you're not as hungry as you said you were. If you really were hungry, you'd want this hot mustard. And Brasco licks the rest of it off. Uh-huh. Whatever he couldn't get into Dean's mouth,
yeah,
he'll enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Does Roscoe have a favorite type of mustard?
You know, he's a connoisseur of mustards. He's tried Dijon, he's tried spicy, he's tried ground mustard.
That's my
in
favorite.
In the end, horseradish.
Chinese.
But in the end, there's nothing quite okay. Chinese, but in the end, there's nothing quite like. Does anybody
horse
have
brain.
Another one?
Horse what? Brain.
Horseradish isn't
oh,
mustard.
Horse grain.
There was
honey mustard isn't honey.
Since Roscoe is in a zone of truth spell,
yeah.
And he's thinking about this. He eats the, and he'll share.
Even though me that asked him.
Yeah, it was you that asked.
Me that asked Adam.
But you got Adam thinking about it, which got Roscoe thinking about mm-hmm. it.
Sure,
he's
sure.
Like, takes me back to the chapter of my life when I was a mustard critic.
Mustard critic.
I would walk around the different mustard places, and I would walk in and I would say, give me your finest mustard. And they would bring out the mustard and I'd taste it and I'd be like, it's okay. It's not the best mustard I've ever had. It's not the worst. I wielded my power as a mustard critic with great antagonism. And it instilled in the mustard chef's great despair.
You were like that guy from Ratatouille.
And then... Way to ruin the bit.
You're welcome.
And then one day I walked into a mustard restaurant.
You really did ruin it, Eric.
Where the chef
you might as well
presented me with just a simple yellow mustard.
Wow.
And I was like, what is this? Isn't some fancy mustard? but I tasted it, and that made me flash back to my childhood when I enjoyed the simplicity of yellow mustard. Mm-hmm. Way to go, Eric! God damn it!
And the mustard was full of rat shit, and that's what gave it that special kick.
Oh, God.
Anyway, does my story help Dean become less confused?
Mm-mm.
Even after you ruined the joke? Jeez, Eric.
Also, isn't it a shame that Roscoe's favorite condiment isn't Hoyland Oys?
That is a shame, yeah. Because God knows this oy thing is not played out yet.
This oy thing.
There's also Moyer noise.
Oil of oil.
I really do. I want to know Roscoe's stance on mayonnaise, but I'm not ready to improvise it, so let's save that for
We've encountered mayonnaise already.
Oh, wait, shooting through the air.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That is right. I forgot about that.
Where did that mayonnaise come from?
Did
Roscoe have it?
No, that was from Rafina's jar of many things, or whatever the fuck it's called. Anyway, no, he does not seem to be any more with himself.
Oh, that's a shame.
And now he seems disgusted.
Mm. By my story about... by the hobbits.
Who are you married to?
Mildred. Where's Mildred? He starts looking around concernedly. Where is she? Hello?
Did
Mildred?
We get her out the door already?
She's outside.
Oh, let's go see her. And he gets up.
Oh, no, wait.
What?
Hang on. Let's go together.
Okay. He holds out his hand to you.
Are we, Roscoe, are we going outside?
I mean, I guess this is not like any interrogation I've ever seen. I mean, my part, I think, felt like an interrogation. Your part just feels like a gentle conversation.
I'm trying to figure out what this guy's... I mean, he's so confused.
Yeah, I don't think he even knows where he is.
Let's not take him out of the zone of truth. How about that? Let's, while he's here, ask him, hey, Dean, do you kidnap kids?
What?
Don't... Okay, if you...
Why would I kidnap children?
Anything, what?
I don't kidnap children.
Okay.
I love children.
All right. Okay. Do you gather children towards you in a loving embrace and then like sell them out of love?
No.
All right. Something's going on here. I wonder if maybe the wife lied to us.
I think that might be what's going on here. But wait, so Dean, wait, what's your name?
Is my name Dean?
Yeah, why?
Mildred would know. Where's Mildred?
Mildred knows your name, but you don't know your name.
I don't like this.
I'm Dean.
You guys do the message stuff? You should message them to not let the wife out of their sight.
Message who?
I can't do that.
I'm whispering.
Oh, that was sotto voce.
Sotto voce.
That's my least favorite kind of mustard.
Good
to
know.
Too salty. Sotto. Sotto voce. Some Italian mustard.
All right. Well, so let me ask you again. What's upstairs? We're in your kitchen right now.
Upstairs.
This is your house, right?
Is this
your house?
Yes. Yes.
Yes, you believe this is your house.
This is my house. This is my house. Upstairs is the second floor. That's where the bedroom is.
Okay.
Did Will tell us what he found?
No, like that's the other thing. I'm not sure what the heck was communicated. Like, I definitely didn't have time. I don't know. Like, I definitely
you
said something like,
it was
it was kind of chaotic. I was like, there's something going on.
So we don't even know what we're asking about.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but we, the wife told us.
Oh, yes.
He kidnaps kids.
Right.
Yeah. And do we at least know about the bloody shoe?
I feel like Will didn't really have time. Like, he came down and he said something to somebody. Fuck. Will was all by himself. And then, like, the wife talked to you guys. And then it was because Will made a noise upstairs while moving the bureau. And so her eyes flicked up and she said, save me from my husband or whatever. And then Will came down and, like, just kind of went out, I think, with the wife. Like, Rafina was like, there's a situation. And Will was like, yeah, there is. And I don't think that he got to say.
I thought we deputized Rafina and Will. Like, you guys go do this. I think there was at least one part of the scene that was like.
I mean, the whole thing is like, Will is definitely going to be aggressive towards this woman anyway, because he hasn't heard anything and he's just going to be aggressive.
So that's
how he is. So it doesn't really matter.
Let's go there. Maybe that will help to fix everything.
Sure.
All right. So Rafina and Will, you mm-hmm. are headed outside with Mildred.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Rafina, what's happening?
Are you brain texting me when you say what's happening?
No, he's just kind of pretending like what's happening. Like he doesn't know what's going on, but he's keeping an eye on this lady because he knows something weird's going on.
Mildred, tell us more.
It's so traumatic. I don't know what happens with there was a child and.
All right, I'm just gonna cast detect thoughts.
Save me!
Stuttering around.
And she runs.
Wait, no way. I trip her with a mage hand.
Give me an arcana check.
Okay. Will doesn't care. He just knows these people are being weird, so. I got a 14.
You succeed.
Okay, I trip her.
Ah!
And then I cast detect thoughts.
Okay. Are you probing?
Nope. I'm doing surface thoughts. I'm going to go over to help her.
I've got to get away.
Okay. I'm going over to help her, but then I have the shoe in my hand and I'm going to help her up and make sure she sees the shoe. And I'm still reading her thoughts.
Okay. I've definitely got to get away. Thank you. We've got to get away.
Get away from who?
Dean. Who's Come Dean? On.
What does he do to them?
I don't know. He doesn't tell me. This is bad. That's the thought.
This is bad. Do you have anything to do with this?
No. Yes. No. Yes.
I'm going to grab her and I'm going to cast fly. Ha. Bye, Rafina.
Bye. Okay. Something just happened. But I trust you. Bye.
Yeah, just gonna pull a Halula situation. I'm just gonna fly up over where there were trees that I maybe like hung a crown on before everything changed, so I don't really know what the layout of the land
is.
So
you're just fucking off though.
Yes.
Is there law enforcement?
I'm rocketing up to the Is there any law?
So this was one of the things I wanted to that I was going to communicate to you all, but yes, you do see definitely a general guard presence as you would expect in a normal city.
Since
you went down under the lake.
Wow.
So she's shrieking as you're flying away with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's struggling to get away from you.
I Will's almost bored. He's like, okay, tell me everything.
You got to give me an athletics check.
Athletics. Oh, I might just let her fall. Oh,
she's
well.
Really trying to get away from you.
What an idiot. My athletics is terrible. What a dumb. Oh, I rolled a 4.
All right.
But I'm going to use a luck point.
Okay.
That's actually a 5 because of my luck stone. I'm sorry. I'm trying to find my luck. Well, unless my luck point.
I know.
Point
I'm
hurts.
Saying even with a 5, you still drop her.
Oh, okay. Did I just click on strength or did it do the go. Whole thing? Okay, yeah. 17.
You don't drop her.
Good.
You drop her and then you catch her.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oops, could do that again. Tell me everything about this kid's stuff. What's this bloody shoe? What am I hearing? What did I find up in the bedroom?
Okay. I'm sorry. Just put me down. Nope. I'll tell you.
No, tell me everything right now or I drop you immediately.
You promise not to drop me?
You have no choice right now. I'll just drop you. I don't give a fuck. Who are you? Nobody. I don't care. I have much bigger things to deal with right now.
It was me. There was a boy. He was in the street and he was hurt. He said it was dogs. And so we took him in and we patched him up, but I saw an opportunity. I couldn't help it. My husband, he's losing his wits. He can't work anymore. We have no money.
All this detect thoughts, yeah, as much as I can. Like, is it as, can I tell you whether
don't,
it's...
It's hard for me to think of everything right away, but you don't detect anything that contradicts what she's saying.
I'll delve deeper or whatever, that she'll know that I'm doing it. I guess she gets to do a whatever. Save.
Yeah. It's what, a wisdom save? She fails. Okay. This will... I'll just say, just for shorthand's sake, she's telling the truth, basically. Okay. And so I thought maybe we could get some money. We could figure out who his parents were and...
Why do you have a whole fucking room dedicated to this if it was just one time?
It wasn't dedicated to it. It was just a storage space. I decided to put him in there and... But I... She's crying, like, freely now. I couldn't go through with it. I let him go. I'm sorry.
And she's telling the truth?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Fuck! All right.
I knew you'd be able to tell it wasn't Dean. I mean, he doesn't know which way is up. I figured I could get away.
Shut up. And I start flying back down. But, like, when I get in front of Rafina, I let her fall, like, I don't know, 10 feet or something like that. I drop her before I land.
Thwomp.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see how much fall damage she takes. 5. That's pretty bad.
Uh-oh, she dies.
She breaks a leg.
Ooh, nice. Rafina, right, I don't know. Don't feel bad for her. She kidnaps children. And then I just kind of, like, will just...
A lot of children?
Who knows? She's a bad lady, but I guess...
she's not going anywhere. Her leg is broken.
Good. Lady, plead your case to this lady. I'm fucking done with you. Will looks very my dispassionate. Leg.
Are you the reason that little boy's mom was looking for him?
I don't know. We let him go. He's probably home. No. I hope.
Yikes.
Do you hear something, Roscoe?
Yeah. The faint sound of a regretful wail.
I think something's going on.
Why did I eat all that plankton?
Regretful wail. It's very good.
Yeah, we should go check it out.
All right, Gleb, let's go outside.
Gleb!
Gleb. Okay.
I called him Gleb.
I would almost prefer the calliope over that noise that Eric was making.
You know what? With the magic of computers, it could be both.
Okay. Adam's face. Oh my gosh. Did you see Adam's face? This is not going on our greatest hits.
I think we should end this podcast episode mid that. no outro. Just like,
oh God,
and then
please.
Start the next episode with just that.
No.
There's something like if I didn't know the context and I just was dropped into the middle of that, just watching Adam's reaction.
It was so funny. Like, he rolled his eyes in such an amazingly communicative way. It was so potent.
It was my Michael Bolton face from Office Space. When the woman's like, "Summer is having a case of the Mondays," and there's just like the slow motion. It's part of a montage, I guess. And he's just like,
So good.
The movie's great.
Good podcast material.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh.
People will know. Mm-hmm. They'll know.
They'll be like, Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton. God, what a funny movie.
Yes. So good.
It really is.
Wow.
I wonder if people have really considered how funny Office Space is.
You guys should start a podcast about that.
Yeah.
Just there's like, hey guys, give there. Office Space a chance.
Yeah.
People need to know.
That's what we should call it.
That's a funny movie.
It's like nobody's ever heard of it. I never hear anyone.
I mean, I hear people talk about it, but like not as a funny movie.
Oh.
I hear people talk about The Office.
Mm.
But Office Space?
I know. Maybe they're just confused.
So many movies you haven't seen. Have you seen?
I've seen Office Space. All right. Unless I'm thinking of The Office.
All right. Yes. Okay. Roscoe and Bathwack carry Dean
out
of the house.
Okay.
To meet up with the
He's ambulatory. He just wants someone to hold his hand.
Oh, but we should carry him.
Right. Just carry him anyway.
I'll put him up on my shoulder again.
Bathwack pulled a muscle. All right. So yeah, you guys head outside. There's Bathwack and Roscoe and Gleb.
Okay.
Oh, Mildred, Mildred! And he tries to get down.
I'll put him down.
Okay, he runs over to her. Mildred, what happened? What happened?
She fell from the sky.
What?
She fell from the sky. Will is mad at her because she kidnaps children.
I'm going to heal her.
No, Bathwack!
I could do that.
I'm just going to go do it. I'm not saying I'm going to go do it.
And Will says no, Bathwack, because he recognized that stupid spell. What a waste of a spell, Bathwack. She's a fucking kidnapping.
Done. Healed.
Great.
Does healing like stop the pain immediately? Like, is it like a switch?
No.
That's a good question, right?
Yeah. It's 5 hit points, right?
Let's start a podcast about it.
I'll have 5. 5 is good for a civilian, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's how much damage she took.
Yeah.
She has 6 hit points.
Oh man.
I just made that up. But it's like that's like normal. It's like a commoner, I think, is like 4 in D&D.
And she's a kidnapper, so she has 6.
She has 2 extra from all the blood of children that she drinks.
Wait, but she doesn't do that.
I know. But like metaphysical blood.
Okay.
That she metaphysically drinks. So her wailing settles down to mere porpoising. And
porpoising.
Now listen, what's going on here, lady? You're clearly up to something. I don't know what you're doing to your husband here, but whatever you're doing, some kind of weird spell or arcane magic,
oh, no.
You have turned him into somebody who doesn't like hot mustard.
Don't take it out on Dean. It's all me. I'm so sorry, Dean. I'm so sorry.
I hope you apologized for trying to tell us that he was the one kidnapping children.
Yes, it was me. It was me. Please, please. Dean had nothing to do with it. Poor Dean. Dean. She's like petting his face and his hair. Are you okay?
This is really sad.
It is really sad.
And then she sent the kid off with just one shoe.
Well, listen. Okay. I think we've role-play part of this, and we can return to just, Eric, you decide what happens.
All right. So you kill both of them, and then you move on.
Well,
no loose ends.
Turn them into shoes for kids who need shoes.
Like, so Will, like, oh God, like that's the thing. Will doesn't want to be looked at as somebody who has any sympathy whatsoever, but he would just like, whoever might be asking would be like, she's doing it because he has some kind of issue. She did it once. I wanted to kill her. I didn't. I'm letting the good guys decide.
Okay. All right. Well, now that I'm caught up on all the information that there was a bloody show in a room and a missing child. Missing child? Roscoe pats himself and he pulls out the one last remaining copy of the picture drawn by the hotel sketch artist. Uh-huh. And he says, did the child look like this?
Oh, I've seen him before. That was that boy that got hurt, Mildred. Look, they have a picture of him.
Oh.
Yes, that was Otis.
Otis. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That is the name that the mother
That is the name. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
Well, and what happened? You impressed? So you let him, yeah, very good.
Thank you.
You let him go?
Yes, I couldn't. I was going to try to maybe get some money from his family, but I just couldn't go through with it. He was so sad, and it was late one night, and I just let him go.
Well, presumably that lady gave us her address, right?
Presumably.
Yeah,
there would have
like
to
that.
Be some way you could like get in touch with her, right?
Yeah. I feel like we had some discussion about
that. Right. Yes. I say we march over there right now with Mildred and Dean in tow.
No.
Make sure that the child got there safe. If Otis is there safe and sound, then you can apologize to them in person. And if he's not there safe and sound, then we've got a whole couple more sessions to play where we find him.
Well, you make them another child.
Get to work, Mildred and Dean.
Oh my god.
It's gonna take a lot of hot mustard.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think Dean's mustard is so hot anymore, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. I wanna know what Rafina has to say about this.
Ask her.
But Rafina doesn't know the whole story. You were aloft when I heard it.
I think we all... Yeah. Well,
Will would have communicated the bits that makes... Okay. Like, that would have made a difference in why he didn't just drop her out of the sky.
Will?
Me? What? I didn't do anything. What?
Me? Says Dean. What?
I know you're mad. There were a lot of conditions that brought us to this situation, and it was a terrible thing she did. We need to forgive her. We have to move on.
Wait a second. I think it's probably up to the parents to decide whether they want to forgive her, huh? Or actually, I don't care.
Of course, we can just get out of here. But you need to forgive her.
What? I don't forgive her.
You have to forgive her because you're the one who's suffering because of it. Because of your anger. You're already irritable enough. Will you please just release a little bit of it?
What am I supposed to do?
Rafina stamps her toe, her foot, and it accidentally stomps on the toe.
Stamps her toe?
I think just lifting one toe.
I stamped one toe. The pinky toe.
Ooh.
And I'm so off balance when
it cracks
that,
the
I fall
cobblestones.
Okay, you're not going to do it. I know you're not going to do it, but just think about it.
I dropped her 10 feet in front of you. I feel like that is pretty lenient and tolerant of me. Wouldn't you say? No?
No. I gotta say, I think Will demonstrated remarkable restraint by not killing this lady yet. And also, I think, you know, I'm fascinated by forgiveness, but I'm also very interested in justice.
Well, we're having this conversation as we walk to their house.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Oh, we're there.
Circus justice.
We're here.
Was a very interesting thing, as was Soika's forgiveness. I'll talk about that at a later time. But if the kid ended up dead on the streets, somehow, for no reason, related to Mildred and Dean,
right?
Then something serious happened. Mm-hmm. And,
I am making these demands on Will under the assumption that the child is still alive and is at home with its parents.
And I want to, like, are they, as we walk, are these people talking? Is she, like, apologizing? Is she trying to explain why, like, what, are they completely poor? Does she not have a job? What's her deal?
She seems like she's trying to, he seems confused, and she seems like she's trying to keep him okay. Mm. Just make, reassuring him, basically.
It's yeah. a very modern
she
issue.
She seems ashamed.
I know. It's
very, very,
Hey, Mildred, what job did Dean White that you're concerned that he can't do it anymore because of his brain stuff?
He was one of the town guard.
Oh. Well, why don't you just, you know, get him a different job, like some kind of street sweeper or something?
I mean, he gets confused. He can't really be out by himself. He wanders off. He'll get lost. I have to take care of him.
Well, maybe he could be like a greeter at Bear Target.
Bear Target?
I'm not a fan of those big box stores.
I love that the way you say Target makes it sound like you were going to say Bear Toggle. Yeah. Bear Target.
Bear Target. Target.
Oh, it was perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, I think we're going to be able to find a solution to this that does not involve kidnapping any more children.
Oh, well, here we are at that lady's yep. place.
And you get there, and there is a kid out playing in the front garden.
Oh.
And he looks like the description. If you pull out your piece of paper, it looks Roscoe, exactly and like look him. And do like triple take, it definitely looks like him.
And he's only wearing one shoe.
Right. And well, let's make sure we don't re-traumatize this kid by having him spot Mildred.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's kind of keep them like.
She tries to like stay behind anyway. She doesn't want to be near him.
Mm.
Clearly. Dean doesn't care.
Rafina, maybe you go up and explain the situation to the mother.
Okay.
And ask her if she'd like an apology from okay. the people who kidnapped a
oh,
child.
Oh, my God. So weird.
I walk up to the child and I say, "Hi, Otis." And then I keep walking. He has no idea who I am.
Oh,
and
hi.
I go knock on the door.
Whoa. He's 28.
No, he's 12. He's 12.
Oh, wow.
That's the kid's voice.
Uh-huh.
God, no wonder the kidnappers didn't want to keep him.
Why, Adam?
They couldn't find anybody to buy him.
Whoa.
Why?
Well, they were going to ransom him back to the parent.
Yeah.
Is it a single mom?
I don't know.
She was just there. It was just the lady. We didn't see any dad, but that doesn't mean he didn't have a dad.
All right.
I'm knocking on the door. Thank you, Foley artist.
Creak.
Aunt Booty?
Yes, hello? When you see the
hello.
Woman.
Hello. Oh, I don't know if you recall our group here. We were one of us hired the hotel the hotel sketch artist to make a poster for your missing son, and now he's back. I see. So,
I'm sorry, who are you?
Oh, shit!
I was the one that took the money. I remember this.
No,
yeah.
But everything's.
Gosh.
But also, everything's changed.
It was oh just yeah.
A different,
oh my
a different
god!
Time.
Oh no.
Does your timeline confusion.
Can I help you?
Your son been missing recently?
Yes.
Was there a poster made of that situation?
I don't know what you're talking.
She would have seen him around. Roscoe had him posted all over town.
Okay.
So,
but that was a different timeline.
Yeah,
that's true.
Otis, who is this? Do you know who this is? Did you have something to do with my son missing?
I did not.
Bathwack,
but
it's going south. It's going south. Go help Rafina. Bathwack, put your headphones on and go help Rafina. Bathwack. It's not going well over there.
Roscoe pushes Bathwack around the corner so that he stumbles out into the sight.
I don't need Bathwack. I can hear you, Roscoe. I'm doing great. Ma'am, I do know who perpetrated the situation. Wait, is that how we say that? The woman, it's a complicated story, but she owes you an apology. Would you like the apology?
Did you take my son?
Will, this is going south. Go help him. Will, go help him. I'll stay here with
Will. Take your son, are you kidding?
No, but you seem to know something about it.
Hey!
Yes, I do. The woman back there, she took it.
Otis, is this who took you?
Your son.
All right. Mildred. Dang,
no.
This is not going well. You guys need to go help them.
He pushes Dean and Mildred.
Calm down. I have some tea. Let's just drink some tea.
Mom, that's her! He points to Mildred as Roscoe pushes her around the corner.
And you will not believe how quickly Rafina pulls out the tea and serves individual mugs of tea.
Does it take
like
2 hours?
It's like a cartoon. It's like a Japanese tea ceremony.
Is it twig tea?
Of course it's twig tea.
Oh, no. We're going to make so many enemies.
This is fascinating.
Okay. Roscoe, you gotta get out there because this is gonna go south.
Will is trying to get the lady's attention. He's waving at her like, "Hey, remember me."
You? Who are you?
Okay.
Do you have something to do with this?
Okay. No. Listen. Shut up, everybody.
Otis,
shut up and go home
right now.
Yeah. Just this doesn't matter, Otis. Just get a life, okay? These people saved your son. He was attacked by dogs in the street, okay? Now go home, idiots, and you go home too. We don't have time for this anymore, people. We have to save the world, okay?
Yeah, but I thought maybe we could save the world with circus justice. It's like a restorative, transformative kind of justice where the people who were wronged and the people who wronged them could sit down around something like Twig Tea. I prefer Meistert.
Meistert? Ew! Mustard made out of mice. Meistert.
I think you're right. There's clearly some other stuff going on here with Bear Toggle and memory and stuff. So I guess, you know, maybe we all just back away. Maybe we just back away. Hey, Mildred, can you go home? Just don't do that again. And brainstorm something else for Dean to do. And Otis, you stay
Too
with
soon.
Your parents.
Ma'am, do you have any jobs for Dean to do?
Was this man involved with the kidnapping of my son?
No.
Nobody kidnapped your stupid, disgusting child.
He said someone kept him in a room
because he's
for
a
night.
Moron. Get the fuck out of here, lady. And Eldritch blasts the ground in front of her feet.
Guards! Guards!
This is a fucking
everybody.
Mess.
This is fun.
Guards!
No!
What? I very quickly reclaim all my teacups.
Rafina scrambling. Everyone's like running, like, run, the cops! And she's like, wait, my teacups!
I'm just... I'm still eating mustard in the warm mustard in the kitchen.
You've decided you're not there.
That's why I decided to kidnap the mustard instead. Oh my god.
Is everybody running?
Problem. We gotta get out.
Running.
But that's gonna make us look guilty.
Us? Wait, is anyone saying anything out loud? Will, you've never seen Will this like less pleased or unhumorless. Like he's not even being sarcastic or laughing. He is legitimately like, this is the stupidest fucking situation. Go home. He's like furious with these people. You need to go home. Some of you give her some money so we can get out of here.
You say home and Mildred and takes Dean and starts going away very quickly.
Oh, Roscoe, you have like $1 billion. Give this family some money. And now, lady, you don't have to wait for your husband to get a job. You can get a job, all
She's
right?
She's already gone.
No, what? He's
you
yelling
said
at
go, You said go money. Home. She left.
Oh, my God. Eric,
I do have,
She's
okay.
leaving.
Teleport?
All right. Are any guards appearing?
Not yet.
All right. Well, But the woman who was shouting guards is gone. All right, Roscoe remembers. She went
inside and closed the door.
Well, she doesn't have a fucking phone. It's D&D.
Yep.
Okay, Roscoe remembers that he does have a lot of money from what Ian gave him. And so he's like, oh, Mildred Dean, wait up. Let me give you a lot of money. All right? Just so that you don't kidnap any more kids, all right?
Oh, Mildred, look, money.
Here, I will give you, what's a good amount of platinum that will, like, sustain them for, like, a solid 6 months?
Like, all of the exorbitant amount I gave you.
All of it? Okay, yes. How about, like, 1 month?
Like, three quarters of it.
Could it be a sixth of it?
I'm joking.
It's so ridiculous. Circus.
I will give them 100. Well, that's a lot. D&D currency is.
It does. It's all broken.
Yeah.
I just want
a sword costs like a 10 years worth of housing.
All right. I will literally give them 30 platinum pieces.
That's a lot of money.
Oh my god, that's a ton. Yeah. They're rich. They're gonna own Bear Toggle now. It's gonna be great.
But like, because I feel really bad. Buy a bunch
of children.
Yeah.
It's funding their child trafficking.
Seed money.
Oh my god. No. That's amazing.
Okay, 5 platinum. I'm giving them 5 platinum.
Will, I mean, like, Will said that before. Like, he's watching what Roscoe's doing because he was wondering if he would do that.
Yeah.
Just he's like, let's skip to the good part where we save these people and we can go do something else.
That's like 10 really nice swords or like 100 children, right?
Yeah. 5 platinum for you, okay?
Now converting into children.
And also, Mildred.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I think you guys should go to like career counseling for Dean. Individual therapy for you, because it's kind of fucked up that was your solution to your weird problems.
My weird problems? That's kind of a fucked up thing to say.
I don't give a shit. You think I care?
Yes, you're giving me money.
I'm barely present as a poison, all right? You don't understand. I considered a minute ago giving you like over 100 platinums. Do you think I'm at all connected to reality here?
Can I pickpocket Roscoe as he's talking and he's saying all this stuff about the platinum? Yes.
Now listen.
Sleight of hand.
You have to do career counseling, therapy for you, and why don't you sign up for some kind of like art class or something at the university? All right? Something cool. Some kind of like erotic puppetry or something.
Okay. Well, did you want to give us more?
Maybe the economics of erotic puppetry.
Did they really just ask me for more?
Dean did.
Oh. No, Dean did?
Yeah.
Dean, you don't count. You're barely here yourself.
Oh, no.
We're the same.
I rolled a 25 on my sleight of hand.
All right, what are you stealing?
I'm stealing money from Roscoe and I'm putting it in Dean's pocket.
Oh my god.
How much?
Well, that's interesting. Well, that's interesting because I don't think
it's in that pouch.
It's in that super weird pouch.
It's in a pouch that feels empty.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Will observed him.
You described said that. Yeah, well, there was like you said that we watched him put it in like a whole bunch of money in a pouch.
I feel like everybody knew, or not Rufina. Rufina was up top.
He was collecting money as I was asking questions.
All right. Well, can I at least roll like against the sleight of hand?
I was trying to go off of your passive perception.
Oh yeah, that's fair.
Since you weren't really paying attention.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not stealing all your money. Don't worry.
How much do you
So it's interesting. Like you find the empty, seemingly empty. But like
you're not like rooting through. Right. Like there's only so much you can pull out with a hand.
So
like,
do I literally pickpocket the whole pouch? Is that what? How would that happen? How would I? Would I?
I mean,
I'm saying you're gonna go in the pouch.
Okay.
And pull out like 6 platinum.
Okay, and I just put it in Dean's pocket.
I already pulled it out to take out the 5 platinum.
Yep.
And then I might have just, like,
put it back on your belt or whatever, and
something. And yeah. I was gesticulating and just like, I'm barely here. So, I'm not aware of what's going on around me. If somebody were pickpocketing me right now, I would know.
Will pauses.
So how much money did you take out?
Six platinum. I think that's...
So six more in addition to the five.
Yeah. All right.
And you give it to Dean and...
You put it in Dean's pocket.
I put it in his pocket without him noticing if I can. You want me to do that too?
You could roll. You're going to succeed.
Oh, even if I roll a one?
No.
Okay.
You succeed.
Yes.
21. Damn. Well, thank you, sir.
I can't believe I have to recap this episode.
This is all of the episodes, Abby.
Chaos.
You're welcome, all right? Now take my words of advice. Go enrich your lives with the five platinum I gave you.
Okay.
And don't do bad stuff.
Oh, we're not bad.
Dean, I don't know why you're the one talking to me right now, okay?
Because Mildred's trying to go away. She's like pulling on Dean.
Well, yeah, because meanwhile, Will is like glaring at Mildred like... Absolutely not.
Mildred, I want you to look at me straight in the eyes and tell me that you promise that you are going to do your best to solve your problems without resorting to crime.
Yes. I mean, I couldn't even do what I tried to do. It was hard. It was bad. It felt terrible.
It was hard.
It was so hard. It was like really difficult. Like I was trying to write the note and like...
Oh my god.
So you've learned your lesson.
Yes. I already had. And then my leg got broken after I got pulled up into the air and it like I learned it again and my husband is still the way he is.
Can we heal him, Rafina? Is there anything we can do for addled brains?
Addled brains. I rolled a 12 insight to see if I believe her.
I have to share, just in my notes, I wrote the word denial, just so you guys know.
Denial, like senile Dean.
I had to share that.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
Thanks.
Denial.
12 insight. You think she's telling the truth?
All right, Coyle.
Coil.
Maybe it's a mending. What if I just mended his brain?
All right, you guys hear some guard whistles off in the distance.
Mm.
Tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet. Tweet, tweet, tweet.
I think that's our signal, guys.
Tweet.
Let's go.
Mildred and Dean hurry away. Mm-hmm. And you guys hurry away in a different direction.
Yes.
That's what we wanted this whole time, Eric, was for you to just narrate something resolve the situation. Yep.
And so,
thank you.
So that's identifying one of your line items. Here's some of the other ones.
Oh, no.
What was the line item there? Well, we couldn't
find... You wanted to know what happened with the wormhole.
That's true.
We didn't find it.
It wasn't there. The wormhole wasn't there.
Okay, wormhole wasn't there.
Michael's mechanism is still burned to the ground. Rumor on the street has it that the guard has remains of some kind of automaton, which was found in pieces sort of a few streets away that matched the description of the one that had burst out of the window.
Oh my god.
It seems like the general blame is on the proprietor of the store. People think that whatever he was doing probably went bad, basically.
Destroyed his own. Uh-huh. Ooh, well, we'll just let that lie, right, guys? Woohoo.
You, throughout your sort of travels here through the city, you do see a few gnomes here and there.
We see gnomes. Yeah. Whoa, okay.
Rafina, it's about the number of gnomes you would expect in Bear Toggle, from what you remember. Not too more or less than you would expect. Also, you see zero Ibish.
No Ibish. Ooh.
This was not a line item, but I'll mention it. There is no airship tower or burned out husk of an airship tower. That just does not exist.
Wait, there's no tower at all?
Period. Which is what you remember from Bear Toggle before.
Right. Got it.
And I already said this. There are guards that are present.
The guard presence seems what you would expect in a city.
So, right, we were going to drop your name
and
a
see
few
if
places
the,
and
if
see
I'm
if people
a,
kill
yeah,
us.
Yeah, people knew this serial killer situation.
And I'm keeping an eye out for Halula, like, by the way.
Right.
Definitely.
Okay.
Do I roll for that, or?
Yeah, give me just a perception check, I suppose.
What's the implication that the automaton is burned out? That means, like, the statue that caused the fire, or the statue. Hello, everybody. Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay.
So, is the implication that the thing that started the fire in the other timeline didn't actually start the fire this time? Or what's the implication? I don't understand.
You weren't there. You're not sure. The story you had gotten initially in before you went into the lake was that the store exploded and this mechanical man burst out of the front window and ran away.
Yes.
And then something that matches the description of that was found nearby just in pieces, basically.
Okay, so
and the guard
now
has it.
That, okay. All right. So that lies.
Yeah. But people think that it was the fault of what's his face? His name isn't Michael. I can't remember his name right now. But the guy who does not appear appreciate humor. Or anything non-serious.
Mm-hmm. Clegg.
Clegg. That
Craig.
Is like Gleb.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think I touched on all of your remaining line items.
I think
so. That was a pretty nice summary.
Rafina the
Oh, Rafina
killer.
The serial killer, yeah. I think I would need to know how you want to try to figure that out.
Someone's going to drop my name.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, you dropped this. This does not look like a serial killer to me.
Oh, I guess I'm not a serial killer. Hey, Bathwack, go find out if there are any serial killers that anyone's looking for.
I'll walk up to is there a guard station nearby someplace I can walk
to? Oh, yeah, there is. There's one right there on the corner.
Oh, great. I'm just going to walk over there. I'll walk in or, like, up to the window or whatever I need to do. Mm-hmm. And
Oh, yes, hello.
Hi. Do you,
Hello.
Do you keep a list of, like, wanted people? People that you're looking for? Do you keep a list like that?
Oh, yeah. There's the wanted board right over there. Do you have any leads for us?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I maybe, but can I just take a look at it?
Of course you can.
I'm going to. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Looking for
various sundry people. You do see a notice about people who had kidnapped a child,
oh, God.
A 12-year-old boy, with a description vaguely matching Mildred and Dean.
Oh, jeez.
Otherwise, just sort of minor crimes, nothing really to be concerned with, and you don't see anything that matches anything to do with the story you heard about Rafina as a serial killer.
Bear Tuggle's a generally safe place.
Yeah, it seems like it.
Huh.
Lots of jaywalking.
I'm gonna go back to the guards. So do you know jaywalking? It's just a whole list of wanted jaywalkers. Yeah.
Uh-huh. But it's actually blue jays.
Yep.
Oh, and then the fireflies.
The fireflies wanted for arson.
Thievery.
Thievery, yes.
Oh
yes.
Right. Yes. I forgot that I said that.
It's amazing.
Do you guys know where I can find Rafina Philanchpot?
Oh, a fairy woman? She buggered off a little while ago. I don't know. We've had fucking bugs, weird things taking us across the river. I don't know.
Fairy woman?
Fairy. F-E-R-R-Y.
Fairy.
Abby forgot what fairy meant again.
How does Roscoe know he fucked a fairy queen and not a fairy queen?
I was like, holy crap.
Oh my God, it was
going?
Rafina?
I take out my crown.
Roscoe and Rafina have a past because she's a fairy queen?
That's she's wild. Definitely a fairy queen.
What a twist. We don't know how fairy queen was spelled.
We always wondered if Rafina was a grandma, and it turns out as we walk around, we see all these little guys with like mustard all over their clothes, and they're like, hey,
They're all wearing vans. They're just covered with mustard.
Groindmoy! I see a groindmoy!
Groindmoy.
Groindmoy.
That's gross.
Hey, groindmoy, groindpoy. Oh my God. I hate that.
Good. But the guy tells you where Rafina lives.
Oh. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go report back. You don't seem to be wanted anymore. Nobody wants you.
Wah, just kidding. I'm happy.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, Mo, I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, I hear. I've been tagging along.
Yes, we have to get Chimi.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Did he go back to hotel boat?
Yeah, I think he's stayed on the hotel boat.
Oh, good. Yes. Only me was forgotten about.
Aww.
It's probably good I'm not involved in kidnapping children scene.
Yeah.
For sure.
I know what my instincts be.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. We all know.
Yeah.
So, when we have party for Will?
It's time. I think we should have a party for Will right now.
In straight?
It's gotta be lunchtime.
It's time to go and move along to get the weapon from the coyote or whatever. Something like that.
But we have to eat birthday cake. What time is it? What like, where's the sun in the sky?
Oh, it's like over there.
Oh, 7:45.
Yeah. Correct.
So we haven't even had lunch.
Yeah, is it dinner? It's 7:45 p.m.
What time it was at all, to be honest.
Well, we came out of the lake, and so who knows? Was it morning?
You probably skipped lunch.
We can get on whichever. We can get on the boat we own, or we can borrow the boat we don't own and start off down the river and eat whatever we want.
Is there a chef on the hotel boat?
You're asking me.
I don't know.
No.
Do we know that?
They just have rooms. They don't have a. There's no continental breakfast.
Restaurant.
Is there at least a kitchen?
Well, probably. Are we taking boat? Roscoe, aren't you like navigator?
Look, this is.
What?
Look. I'm Roscoe LaFleur. And my itinerary is just for the journey to Gully's End and beyond. This whole coyote business, one, I don't understand. Two, it's on Ravina. I think apparently it is in a direction that it might make sense for us to do some boating before we leave the region. So, if that's what you guys want to spend your time on, that's fine.
I mean, a god told us to go there to get the
weapon. But
what's
there? Did we actually end up getting any clarification from Booty or Tootie?
We got clarification from, well, not clarification, but the badger.
Yes, but that was just south of Bear Toggle. How far south? Where? A house? In a cave? Where are we looking?
Coyote.
I'm casting. Poof.
All right. How does find the path work?
As long as it's on the same plane of existence, then I can find out how far it is and in what direction it lies.
Okay. So, let's see. A specific fixed location that you are familiar with. So, what location are you familiar with that you are trying to find the path to?
South of Bear Toggle.
Oh my god.
Well,
Oh my god. Did we, Eric, can you remind us?
I have to have been there before.
Have we actually had any fucking direction from anyone about this? So we
have
no
said
idea.
South of Bear Toggle.
Right.
I thought last session didn't we have some information that led us to believe that it would be southeast of Bear Toggle? Which is why the boat made sense.
That sounds right. Sure.
How else are we supposed to find the coyote?
I mean, I could find animals. I found badger, didn't I?
Yeah. Okay. All right, then I'm saving my spell. All of my spells are stupid.
Will was, by the way, I don't know if we ever got to, did we leave where the guard station is? Did we go anywhere yet? Or are we standing there? Because Will wants to look at the wanted board.
We were headed toward, we were going to head back to the thingy, but if you want to look at the
Will is just board. Curiously gazing at the wanted board. And then what is south, Rafina? If you are familiar with Bear Toggle, what is supposed to be south of Bear Toggle? Is it woods? Is it a lake? Is it, what is it?
There's really not a, there's mostly water south of Bear Toggle.
Is it populated? Are there villages? Is it an open countryside? Woods? I mean, do you know anything about Bear Toggle, Rafina? Says Will.
Well,
do you?
No group.
What's down there, Rafina?
Ooh.
There's the beach.
It's huge the beach. It's all beach.
It's one big beach.
Holy crap. It's all tourist, like, beach shops until you get to the water from this town.
It's just one big boardwalk.
Yeah, it's miles and miles of boardwalk.
My favorite arcade, and we can get some fries.
Crap, is it?
Ask Rafina. She's from here. You.
You're the DM.
I'm not from Bear Toggle.
Oh, my goodness.
I think we should get in the boat and just go south.
Southeast,
because that's the direction the river goes, at least. And if we don't find him by the time we hit the bay, then we have to maybe improvise then. And Mo will use his nose.
What? It's the what, coyote?
Captivating.
And is the captivating coyote another kind of? Supposed to be a god?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, they said it was the badger.
The very virile
that
badger.
Said that we should go visit his friend, the captivating coyote. So assuming it's a god, I don't think he was god.
Have any of you guys, since you seem so hell-bent on staying involved with these godlike entities...
They are hell-bent on revolving around us.
No,
Roscoe.
No, we want to meet them.
Mo wants to meet them. They won't leave us alone. That's the problem.
I don't really care. It's not a here nor there. I don't get involved with gods.
Me neither, usually, Roscoe, is my point.
If I can avoid it. But if we're trying to find one, have any of you ever considered, trying to pray to it?
Ugh. Why don't you do it, Roscoe? Go ahead.
Oh.
Kneel before us. Give it your best shot.
Are you daring me?
I dare you, Roscoe. Kneel before us. Pray to the captivating coyote. Oh, or whatever. You gonna do it?
Sure. I'll do it.
Yeah?
Only because I want to progress the story.
how you just insisted that you don't deal with gods, and now you're just like, sure.
Roscoe wants to use whatever kind of religious sense or intuition he has, to determine the location of the coyote.
He's gonna cast insincere prayer.
Insincere prayer. That's a very funny story.
Yeah.
You just pray, but the whole time you're doing air quotes.
Yep.
Just constantly.
Dear captivating coyote, I hear you're a great guy to know.
Guy to know. That's great.
I'm so excited to meet you. Where can I find you? All right. Can I do a religion swally. Check?
Yeah, sure. All right. Plus zero gives you 12.
Mm.
All right. So what, describe this. What's Roscoe doing?
Roscoe kneels down like Will.
Will's like gesturing in front of him. He's very, he's happy.
My knee. God, this horn on my knee. All right.
Put some mustard on it, Roscoe.
Yep.
I was going to later. Thank you very much.
Okay. Therapeutic mustard.
I clasp my hands in front of me, and I look, and I put them to my chest, and I look up at the sky, and I say, "Dear captivating coyote, if did you all hear that?
Did we?
Uh huh."
Oh my god. What?
Wait, really?
Uh-huh. I think it's Emma Howard. It might be Mildred still.
Okay.
No, that's.
Stop! Oh, fuck me.
Oh my god.
I thought Hello, that was the man. Sad violin, but it wasn't.
No, everybody, wasn't. Shut up. What was that sound?
What
this
the
is
fuck?
Waking. Hold on. Everyone shut up, okay? Oh, dear coyote. Okay, will you let me get a word in edgewise? If you're the captivating coyote, howl two times.
That's not a very faithful thing to say.
Okay, all right. Now, do we have a sense of where the howl is coming from?
You're thinking maybe like south, southeast,
yeah,
probably.
Will is very much looking right. Like this is fucking weird.
It's kind of faint.
This is working.
Roscoe's still looking up at the sky, and he says, "Okay, we must find you, for our purposes require meeting you and getting a cool weapon from you."
A cool weapon?
Cool weapon.
Weapon.
If you have powers that allow you to do this, change the winds to adjust the shape of a cloud above me to reflect the shape of the landscape or geological feature that we should be looking for to find you.
Pray for an arrow,
says Rufina.
Shh, you're not praying, I'm praying.
Home.
Yeah, he's blowing on the wind now. Now everyone look at the clouds and look for one to change
the
shape.
Will is looking
everybody
all
look
over
up
the
at
place.
The clouds.
Yep.
Everybody who's looking at the clouds, give me a perception check. It's a 20 for Will. A 7 for Roscoe.
I love that Will's the one who's gonna see.
An 8 for Bathwack.
Will's the one who's going to see the sign. That's the perfect
Well,
thing.
I love that it's Roscoe praying who has insisted about, like, he's been weird about gods
is
for
Rufina
a while.
Is looking?
And then
I'm
Will
trying,
is going to witness it. What is
well,
happening?
Roscoe,
we're going to look for the mountain that's shaped like a rabbit.
Roscoe also now knows that there's all this weird shit going on that he fucked the fairy queen that looked kind of like Tanya. So he's also like very like I think underlying all of these little bits he's willing to do is like a like desire to find some answers, and if it means getting involved with some fucking gods, then apparently he's met one now.
Right.
It's like, all right.
Right. Oh, that's exactly like what has been going on with Will, but that's why I think it's so funny that it's Roscoe and Will doing this right now.
Yes.
It's Roscoe kneels down and prays, and immediately some kind of God answers, and Will looks up and sees the answer. I guess. What's the answer?
All right. So you all just are looking up agape at the clouds. Like the face in this drawing that, of Roscoe just sitting over there. There are some clouds up there and, you know, they're kind of shifting around. It looks like there's a brisk breeze up in the stratosphere because the clouds are moving by and they're kind of shifting all around. Rufina rolled a 14, by the way. I don't know if I said that. Audibly. So Roscoe and Bathwack, you look up and you see a cloud shifting into a shape that kind of looks like a rabbit. Rafina, that same shape to you kind of looks like a duck. And Will, to you, it looks like sort of a round M shape. Like a very, like an M, like a capital M, but without any hard angles.
Like a McDonald's. I see the McDonald's logo. Kind of. I'm like, wow.
But the middle isn't pointy like the arches.
So it's like a roundy. Like a snake was making an M.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
What did KT roll?
20. A total of 20.
Ooh. All right. An M? What does that mean?
I see a duck.
That's a rabbit.
That's why it gets definitely... No, it's a rabbit. Huh.
It's no, like if you look at it this evolution. Way...
So Will sees
the... ears that you think are the ears. That's the beak. Do you see it?
Will sees the letter M?
Yeah, it's like a curvy M. Yeah, like a... It's yeah.
M?
All right. So we all share this, what we see.
Mm-hmm.
And now the clouds don't look like anything anymore.
Yeah. All right. Ooh. Well, Coyote, if you're still there, is this a... Okay. Wait for the howl to end.
Will looks around to see if somebody's playing a prank.
Perception roll.
Oh my god, somebody's playing a prank.
It's Shimi.
Oh my god. Wait, perception. Oh, this is going to be my bad roll. I've rolled a bunch of good... Yep, 4.
Total of 4. I mean, it could be. There's windows around, there's people around.
I saw an M, but I don't think... Somebody could be fucking around with us. If I were a kid and I heard a bunch of dorks in the street talking about the captivating coyote, I would probably howl to mess with them. We don't even know what's... What? Just... What's
south?
Yeah,
but how did they make
south?
The cloud in the shape of the M, Will?
It doesn't... It's just a cloud, Bad Luck.
I wish you'd ask for an arrow.
Guys, what do we do? All right.
I was in the middle of praying here.
Roscoe!
I'm not a big prayer, but I thought that praying was like a serious thing. So just let me ask one more question. Coyote, now don't howl right away. I have a question for you. Coyote, is this a...
Oh, says Will.
Aha, very funny. Is this a we'll know it when we see it situation? How? Once for yes, 2 for no, 3 for I'm just a kid fucking with you.
Oh.
That's 1. Which was yes. Okay. All right.
How long do we have to wait until we know that there's not another?
You have to take it on faith, I guess. So, all right, so know what when we see it. So we're just going to keep sailing. And if we see a rabbit, what did you see, Rafina?
A duck. Look at the beak.
We see a rabbit or a duck, maybe we'll pay attention to it. Or maybe we'll see some kind of letter M, and we'll figure it out.
It could have been an upside down W that stands for Will. Will, are you a captivating coyote?
I don't think so. I hope
are
not.
Are you howling? You did.
I did, but I wasn't doing it the whole time, and I didn't cast any spell. I promise. I don't think I've ever said that word, but it's true.
Oh, you've said it sarcastically many times.
All right, I promise.
Air quotes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we can't decide what to do because what does our boat look like? Okay, to Will, what is
the boat? Will's birthday.
On the boat.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna make a cake.
I don't want to miss birthday for Will. I have idea.
Wait, is it today, Will, or did your birthday already happen?
It doesn't matter.
It was 10 days ago.
When was your birthday, Will?
What are dates in this game? I say a date. It's the date that I think I said
just
last time.
How many days ago was
it's
it?
The date, I think it's the day I think that
Abby's
Bathwack
right.
Got eaten by
it was something
a toad.
Like that.
You said 10 days ago.
10 days.
Oh, yeah. Okay. When Bathwack got eaten by a toad.
Yeah.
That was your gift.
That was a good gift. And it doesn't matter because
I say something like I sang you happy birthday in the toad.
Can you? Sorry.
I lit a candle and a cupcake for you.
Nobody knew it was Will's birthday. The only person here who somehow knew when Will's birthday was Roscoe. He doesn't even know he knows it. He doesn't remember what he lost in translation into your ear.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe Will doesn't either. I forget what rules we established. But I think we've decided that what Roscoe said was happy belated birthday.
Which is weird. I feel like I didn't forget that moment. So I should say, and it is weird because Roscoe somehow knew that it had been my birthday. But also he might have just been messing with me or hallucinating.
It's kind of like what Rafina said about how long do we have to wait? It's like, I could have just said happy belated birthday at any point. And it's like, your birthday was at some point belated.
Unless it was on the day. It was weird. It was weird to hear. But then it
could be, you know, well.
Like, it, you know, belated from a year ago if you missed the last one.
I don't think that's in the spirit of belated birthday, though.
Yeah, it's not. You would have been like 8 or 9 days after that. Roscoe made Will raise his hands underwater, and tricked him into a hug, and whispered into his ear under some kind of strange, arcane magic. Happy belated birthday!
I love that we finally found out what you said.
It's perfect. That's why Will says it's weird. He definitely says that out loud. It's weird.
Yeah, well, I don't remember that at all. I think I was afraid that I might be about to die. But anyway, yeah, let's have a boat party for Will.
Hey, Mo.
Mo, you got some ideas?
Yeah, tell us. I have an idea. Secret?
Well, Will, get out of here. We're going to plan your party.
No, it's just for a gift. It's from me to Will. I never throw party. I don't know how.
Well, Mo.
Yeah?
You gotta start somewhere.
Okay.
And it can't be his mine. Can we celebrate someone else's if it's Mo's first birthday? Please. God, like, not only do I not want to celebrate my birthday, but I got Mo's first birthday?
As the event planner.
Oh, my God.
Aww.
Oh, God. Mo, it's nothing against you. It's just that...
It sounds like it against me.
No, it's just you deserve to have a big celebration as your first birthday party experience. You deserve to have, like, cake and...
Well, maybe for, like, my first birthday party for me.
Party popper things and champagne and probably lizard ladies
or something. Are you taking notes?
No, I don't want that for me. Yeah, I'm just... Oh, God.
And Roscoe is going to draw on his experience with the circus.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like a very circile party.
OMG.
Circile.
Real word.
Sir Kyle here.
Sir Cusio.
I'm a lord named Kyle.
Is there such a thing as Sir Kyle dysfunction?
Sir Kyle dysfunction, yeah. Yeah, it's when you can't get the tent up.
Wow, nice. It's perfect. Terrible. Adam used it in
All right. So
are we stealing boat or use boat we already own?
Where's Ricardo Odysseus? Is he a thing? What is happening?
It was already established, yes, he exists. He a captain of houseboat.
Yeah. Didn't we already, like, establish that this houseboat doesn't move? It's not actually, like, water worthy or something?
No, it is.
Yeah?
But I think you all realize that you don't have to steal a boat because you own a boat.
Yeah, but... This has come up so many times. We keep forgetting it.
Yeah. But, like, how nice is our boat? Should we steal this boat anyway? Have an extra boat in the pocket.
They're, like, the same niceness.
The same niceness. All right. Well, then at least this is mine.
Which one has to take in it?
We don't have to steal the boat. We can rent it out for our party. So let's just find Ricardo Odysseus and explain to him, hey, we'd like to rent your boat for this party function.
I would love to hear that conversation.
I don't know if I would.
Will is...
I want to have Roscoe have that
guys. I I talk way too much as Roscoe as it is. It's absurd that I chose this fucking voice. What is Roscoe? What am I doing?
Roscoe's great. We are discovering great things about Roscoe. Will really wants to get to know Roscoe because now Will is all about taking care of business. He wants to know what the fuck this guy's deal is and why he's important enough to hang around. So, but
Will, KT, you mentioned you wanted to look at the wanted posters. Do you want to do that?
Oh, I do.
Okay. Because it sounds like people are trying to go back to the houseboat. So,
well, yeah. I think we're saying that Will did that before we went to the houseboat.
Okay.
Will was just making a mental note. I was just saying that because I have an idea.
Okay.
But I, it's just an idea that Will has.
Okay.
I'm not going to do anything yet.
Okay.
I'm going to write it down.
All right. You will have looked at the wanted posters.
Okay.
All right. Oh, hello, guys. You're back. Did you have fun with the Desert Mothers?
Shimi, guess what?
What?
We're going to have a party.
Blah, 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 blah.
Rufina, I couldn't hear anything you were saying.
Shimi,
birthday party for Will.
Shimi,
birthday party for Will. Oh, it's gonna be a rager.
No, it's not. Please,
Will. What's your favorite food?
None. I don't eat.
Okay.
Humble pie.
What's your favorite type of music?
Shimi.
What? Just, I'm already planning.
Oh goodness.
Polka.
Oh no. What's
all right,
that?
Not poker.
All right. Are we leaving Bear Toggle?
I don't know. Are you guys done?
We're going southeast.
Yeah, we did all sorts of things. Some of them we role played, others were narrated.
Oh wow.
Shimi, you have an important job.
Oh yeah. Solving puzzles.
Since I'm still not sold on you being the puzzle master, but that's neither here nor there.
Correct.
Listen, for Will's party,
yeah,
we're gonna need you
to
go and rent the houseboat from Ricardo Odysseus. Sounds like you've met him, yes?
Yeah, I've been waiting around here for a while. He and I have talked for a bit. You got any money?
Yeah, here's 500 platinum.
All right.
Oh my god. No, no.
I will rent the houseboat.
No, I'm gonna give you 2 platinums.
All right.
And what we want
is
to be able to rent this houseboat
for
a celebratory function.
Okay.
With no questions asked about where we're taking it.
Oh, international
or
waters.
When we'll return it.
Don't ask us.
Basically, if there are any rules, if there are any rules about no coyotes allowed on the boat, we'd like to have a little wiggle room there, if you know what I mean.
Oh, Roscoe, can you come over here for a second?
I'm right here talking.
But I mean, like, over here, away from them.
Yeah, okay.
All sure. right. You know, sotto voce, if you will.
Ah, my least favorite mustard.
Shimi!
What?
Stop trying to do things!
I'm just trying to get a clearer picture of what we're talking about here.
Wait. What's he trying to do, Will?
He's trying to talk to you about my birthday, which isn't even today, Shimi. It was a long time ago.
Oh, all right. Well, then what's the big deal?
Years ago.
Right. Exactly. I was born so many years ago.
How many?
It doesn't matter.
Guys, how old do you think Will is?
At least 80.
All right, we've got 80 from Rufina. Bathwack, what do you think?
You.
I'm pretty sure Will's older than me.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
That's obvious.
Yeah. All right, I don't like this game. Let's
all right,
not...
we'll save the game for the party.
40?
Yeah, it's a good party game. What do you think?
So Will, 40?
40? I hate everyone here. This is why I didn't want to say anything.
All right, he's younger than 40. We got that. He's probably not 39 either.
Oh my god.
This is gonna be fun.
No, it's
maybe
not.
He's not older than Bathwack.
I'll put 3 platinum down that he's 35.
Oh.
Yeah. I told you, fifth grade.
I've only got 2 platinum, but I think I've got those earmarked for something. Roscoe, let's discuss this for a moment.
What?
What?
The boat. Roscoe, it sounds like there's a lot of implication with what you're saying. Are we actually trying to rent this for a party? Or are we taking the boat and not bringing it back?
No, we'll bring it back.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay either way. I'm just trying to get a sense of where are we leaving the captain behind, basically?
Well, that depends. What do you know about this Ricardo Odysseus? What can you tell us about him?
Oh, he seemed like someone who maybe you would expect to, like, hang around for a while, but then he just kind of goes away.
He's an NPC.
Yeah, but like you don't really think that initially, because like his voice is very different from like what all of those other people sound like.
He's got a personality. Like, this seems like he's gonna be like a main character in my life,
right?
And then for some reason he's not.
Correct. Like you can just never hear from him at all again. But then he somehow comes up again.
Well, you know, if he's the captain of the boat,
yep,
maybe he can pilot it for us. He can captain it, and he can come along to the party.
Okay. All right. Now I get a better picture of what we're talking about.
We probably won't want to, like, sail it back to Bantaco anyway. Once we are done with the party and finding what we need,
yeah,
we'll probably just hop off and keep going on our way to,
okay,
the next place.
And how long are we thinking? Like, a day, a week?
That's what the platinum's for, Shimi.
I know what the
plan. We don't want him to ask.
Oh, no questions.
We don't want him to expect any answers from us. Because look at us, Shimi.
Yeah.
Do we look like someone with answers? No.
Oh, I do.
We're just someone's. What?
I mean, I'm the puzzle master. That's like my thing.
Even if you were the puzzle master, you'd have solutions, not answers. It's a big difference.
You know what, Roscoe?
Ricardo Odysseus. What?
I respect that.
What?
What is Roscoe eating right now?
Just that, like, dried chips of mustard. Like, no, it's dried. Like, he's just got mustard chips.
What the hell? Oh my gosh.
Rafina pops out and says, "Hey, are you going to go talk to Ricardo Odysseus? Anybody? Is someone going to?"
Oh, I am.
So, I don't know why, but I have a really bad feeling about it.
Uh-oh.
I feel like something might happen to Roscoe if Ricardo Odysseus joins us for too long.
Oh.
Like, I'm worried he might fall off the boat and drown or something. I feel strong foreshadowing about it.
Well, I don't want to meet him. I don't care. So somebody go with Shimi, rent the boat, pay the captain, and we can set sail.
All right.
Okay.
So,
well, Shimi goes and is already back. He was really fast.
Shimi turns and crosses his arms and looks over all of you. He says, "All right, Bathwack, come on. We're going to get this boat."
All right.
All right.
Out of everyone, you pick Bathwack, Shimi. I'm offended.
He tips you a wink, Will.
What the fuck does that mean?
Happy birthday, Will.
Ah!
Come on, Bathwack. You just relax, Will.
Oh, yeah.
We've got it handled.
I'm so... He looks around at the nothing to
Put
sit on.
Put your feet up.
What am I sit on? This
sit
railing?
On that wicker chair over there.
What does it look like? Does it look clean?
Yeah. Don't you remember this houseboat is full of wicker?
That's right.
I'm sure there are rails on the houseboat.
They're made out of wicker.
Is the whole rainbow wicker?
Yeah, it's all just wicker.
Oh my god, we're sinking.
All right, come on, Bathwack. I know where the captain is. All right, so they head to the foxhole, where, yeah, they find Ricardo Odysseus, just relaxing. He's not piloting anywhere. He's just, you know, calmly taking rent from the people, you know, renting out the rooms. He says, all right, Bathwack, we got 2 platinum. Let's get out of this with at least half of that in our pockets, all right?
I just realized something.
What?
Are all the people who are renting rooms here coming with us for Will's birthday?
Probably.
So funny. I cannot even...
You know what? That sounds like some... That sounds like my kind of party.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah.
I just love that we were trying to limit the number of NPC situations all of a sudden. We've got a houseboat full.
The name of the houseboat is the Orient Express. All right.
So they see Ricardo Odysseus?
Yeah. Speaking of relaxing, he's got his feet up.
Is it the halfling from the hotel?
It is.
Who's going to do the voice?
Well, I mean, what? Is there a question?
Oh my god. Adam, it's you!
Yeah. Now, but with the timeline change, I don't know what.
Sure you do. Yeah, you do. You know.
You're saying it doesn't matter.
You do. You know. Hey, Ricardo. How's it going?
Hey, Ricardo.
This is Bathwack. He's my friend. He's one of the ones I've been waiting for.
All right. Hey, Shimi. How's it going?
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Just been...
Bathwack. I see. Bathwack. I like the way that name feels in my mouth. Bathwack. Do I know you from somewhere? Bathwack.
You do look familiar.
Yeah, I do look have you ever stayed at the Dam Top Inn? Is that what it was?
So, okay. The Dam Top Inn was at the top of the dam, which doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's also not where we met.
But what was the hotel that...
The Bear Toggle Hotel, which also doesn't exist.
Which had the Calliope music.
Correct.
Which Rafina doesn't remember.
But I think that Ricardo Odysseus must have at least some vague dual memories.
Definitely. Correct. Do you think he maybe stayed in your houseboat?
Maybe.
I mean, my stuff's here.
Have you ever stayed here before?
My stuff's here.
I'll mention him a few times. He's one of the ones I've been waiting for. That's probably what it is.
I guess I just... When I look at you, Bathwack, I get a strange sensation of abandonment. I feel like you're somebody who I'd love to know. But if I were to try to know you right now, you wouldn't let me, would you?
Oh my god.
And Ricardo Odysseus has stood up. And is walking up to Bathwack and looking up to him.
You're somebody who withholds yourself from others, aren't you? You're somebody who walks under somebody's houseboat and dangles yourself in front of people, saying, look at me. Wouldn't I be a fascinating person to know?
Bathwack's dangling himself.
No, I'm just kidding.
Even if that person were the captain, you wouldn't spend an evening with him, one-on-one, just to, you know, feel each other out.
You know, we were just coming over to talk to you about something. We were thinking of having a party. We'd need to rent your houseboat for a while, and it seems like everyone on it can stay. We'll have a party. Take it somewhere down the river. What do you think?
A party.
Yep.
Party, eh? Huh, all right. Well, typically, this is something that I'd have to get permission from.
Isn't this your houseboat?
Yeah, but they're all paying customers themselves.
Aren't you the captain?
I am the captain, yeah. And that's why I make the policies. So I guess, maybe I could, skip over the whole consulting with the passengers and make sure they're fine.
Wait, now you're Roscoe.
God damn it!
The poison joys.
The poison joys.
God, did I actually say poison?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No. I wish.
I guess I could skip over the usual policy of consulting with the passengers for, I don't know, one platinum?
Jimmy.
One platinum? Oh, we were thinking maybe like, you know, 5 gold.
I don't think so, Jimmy.
No?
That's an insult.
Oh, come on. We've had some good times. You could, you know, you're going to pilot the ship down. You could join our party. Wouldn't you want to join our party?
I might be interested.
Yeah.
In the party.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I might even go down to, I don't know, half a platinum if Mr. Bathwack here promises to spend an evening with yours truly.
All right, sounds good. Sold.
All right. When's the party then?
Oh, I think we're going to leave tonight.
Oh! Okay. Well, I'm ready to captain the ship. Down the river?
Yep.
Whenever you all are ready. I presume you're all going to handle the decoration.
Oh, yeah. You just worry about your ship stuff. We got the rest of it.
All right. Well, sounds like a great old time, Mr. Bathwack. I'll see you later.
Bathwack nods. In the spirit of, you know, letting it all hang out there.
Fantastic.
Ricardo Odysseus has been standing like right at Bathwack's feet looking up the whole time. And now he'll turn around sharply and and walk off. And he says, alrighty then. Main the hassles. Guard the rails. It's a party tonight. And I'm the captain of a boat.
Come on, Bathwack, before he changes his mind.
I got the money, though. I did get the money.
Yeah. You got your half a platinum.
Which is 5 gold, right?
It's 5 gold, yes.
No! No! He lowered it to half a plat... Wait, what? Yeah.
It's 5 gold!
Yeah!
I
didn't even realize that when I said that.
I know! It definitely is.
I thought that was like 100 right. or 500 gold.
I know. It's very stupid weird.
Yes!
Oh, that's ridiculous.
We're ending on that. Yes! I feel victorious.
Yay!
All right, everybody, we have a week to plan Will's party.
Oh my god.
KT is not involved. We should make a separate Telegram chat where we plan a party for Will Pompeian.
Wait, it was Adam's actual birthday, not
two. Yeah, it's true.
Okay. We have to separately plan Bathback's evening with.
Oh yeah,
Ricardo.
I have no idea what's gonna happen, man.
Neither do I. I won't be there, so it's fine. Yeah.
The scene will fade out, and then it'll fade back in. The sun will be streaming in through the window, and we'll see a scene.
And we're gonna find out what happens next, kitten, on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, there is a kitten.
I have a kitten on my lap. I can't see. I keep taking a picture of him sleeping on my lap.
Oh my gosh.
You're so weirdo.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.